Mishus, from the Asr Shlita. The Monday night Seder Spanish welcomes everyone to tonight's cheer. Tonight's cheer is sponsored by Chanishmas, Rav Yaakov, Ben Shlomo HaKohen, Zeichel Lebracha, Chaim Ben David, Mehuda Ben Chaim. By now, hopefully everyone knows about tonight's Seder, the programs that we have. We're in the middle of counting Sfira. We're at Hachana for Shavuos, for the Yom Tov of Shavuos, for Kabbalah Satayra. What better time to take on another Limud, another Seder in Tayra? We encourage everyone to attend one or many of our programs. Tonight, we have the tremendous chus to hear Divrei Yesayris, Hanyan Diyayma, from Aaron David Donner Shlita. Aaron David Donner.
Omu Chazal say, Shnei Mosa Elef, Zugim Talmidim, Oilo Rabbi Akiva. I'll just say the Gemara without translation, there's limited time. I understand that if I say Gemara, it's enough. Shnei Mosa Elef, 24,000 Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva, Migeves Adan Tipras, Vechulon Mesu, Beperek Echod. מבני שלא ינוהג הוא כובד זה לזה והוא יאוי לא משומע ולחו מן דבלת עד שבו רב עקיבה אצל רב עשינו שבדורם בשונה להם he found a new set of Talmidim he lost 24,000 and he found five רב מאיר, רב יהודה, רב יוסי רב שמעון, רב לוי בן שמוע והם הם העמידו תורה Tono, we learned in the Braisa. Kulo Mesu, mi Pesach v'Atzeres. Between Pesach and Shavuos, those are the days of the stalkers of Talmid Rav Akiva. Stam, I mean, I don't mean anything. I could never understand really. I mean, when you hear one tragedy took place out of town, then we're all shaken. Two tragedies. Meresnish can suffer. Three tragedies. We make it tireless. In the 24,000, within 5-6 weeks, from the shants and the best house, such a thing works. Shining cop, but that's not the point. In Medrash Shmuel, in Akdoma state, that the reason why we say Pirkei Avos between Pesach and Shavuos, that's the official time of Pirkei Avos. Later on, we extend it for the rest of the summer, because you may have din. These days nowadays are called Yemei HaDin. Days when the Rabbani Shalom was Shoifet B'Din. People are knowing to be careful of the Rosh Hashanah in these days. Irgedenk, I was there in 1962 and 63, I was punked in Tel Aviv that day when the 9th Yankif, girls drowned, was Yemei HaSfira. Yemei HaSfira called Yemei HaDin. Where do we see it? But Talmid Rav Akiva. What was the tree on them? They weren't machabed correctly one and the other. So the tikkun, to repair the damage that was done according to their madrega of loy nogut covered, so the tikkun in our time would be, faket mi machabed zebeze. If everyone was machabed, their chava, or other people, with an extra kibbud, this will be the mokim atshuva in this tkufa, which is called Yemei HaDin. So to be a little practical of how a person should try and be loik kovet zeh v'zeh. Al derech moshel in Torah state, v'ahavta l'recho kamoicho. And the posuk explains how am I v'ahavta l'recho kamoicho? The aschol of the posuk is l'sikoim, no revenge and no bearing grudge. So Trashi, how do you bear a grudge? Omar loy, hashileinu magelcho, lend me your knife, your scythe. Omar loy, love, I don't want to. Next day he says, can I borrow from you your hammer? And he says, no, you didn't lend me yesterday, I want it today. Is it the rice or cold? I seek him. What's Lesitah? Lesitah is the next day You do lend him. But remember yesterday. You weren't so nice to me yesterday. I'll be nice to you today. So you think, I once had a visitor, going up Zalman in Brizel, he was a tzaddik, and a tamut chochem. He said, ich hachta tzela maizah zot. Tell you a story. And we'll see if we keep Yisrael Daraisa, nicht der Rabbonon, it's Daraisa. There were two farmers who lived close to each other, and each one had a herd of cows, and their panos was in milk. One day, farmer one comes to farmer two on a Sunday afternoon and says, I'm very sorry, but everything is now computerized, and my milking parlor is operated, controlled by these machines, and the chip in my computer is gone. So I can't use my milking parlor to milk. Can I borrow your chip? No. Neighbor, I've got 100 cows. I need to build them. Without the milking parlor, work. No. If I don't borrow your chip, I can't even take them into the milk pile. I have to milk them outside. I have to physically with my hands. You know what? I'll ruin my back. No. Today's a boiling hot summer's day. If I do it outside, ich mich ausbrennen. No. Schat Kimbera. The poor farmer number one takes his 100 cows out in the field. I don't know if you ever milked the cow. I've milked the cow. I remember the war years when we lived in the shtetl there with no milk. I said, a little child, I had to milk a cow. I've got other things to do, but I can milk a cow. Nicht from the life there's 100 cows. This middle-aged farmer was a geschäftl. He was gemutschet. He milked his 100 cows, and the next day he was boiling hot sun. He was burnt to the skin. He was lying in bed. He licked in bed as very half awake, half alive. There's a knock on the door. Farmer number two, who didn't lend him the chip, knocks on his door. Hello. Comes in, sees him lying in bed. Says, excuse me, in my milking parlor today, I need a hose pipe to clean the floor. Do you think you could lend me the hose pipe? There he is, farmer number one, lying in bed, with his skin peeling. He can't move his back. He can hardly talk. And this man who causes comes in and says, can you lend me your hose pipe? I'm looking at myself, not at you. What would our reaction be? And what does Terah say you have to do? Terah says, not only must I lend him the hose pipe, but I mustn't even say to him, look at me, can't you see I'm peeling? Can't you see my back? Can't you see what you've done to me? Are you out of your mind? You come here with a smile from ear to ear and ask for the host purposeman. Don't look at anyone, look at myself. What would I have done if he comes into me? What would I have thrown at him? What would I say to him? I wouldn't like to say what I've done to him, but I find it a bit hard to smile and say, please take this host pipe. And if I don't do it, I'm not over a chumra b'chazan this year. It's not a hider din. I'm over an issa de oiraisa. If I don't lend him with a smile. So what's the pshat? And we all nod our heads. Yeah, of course you're right. But, well, what's the pshat? Does it make sense? A bit far-fetched, no? We're allowed to be human. Far-fetched. Comes again Yerushalmi. And explains it a little bit. In Yerushalmi state, in the Dorim, hey Chovid, what should a person do when someone is loisikim loisita? He brings a shtickle moshel. Have a mekatea kupit. If I'm cutting a piece of meat with a knife, umochas sakina liyodoi. By mistake, instead of cutting a piece of meat, the knife slips and cuts my hand. The right hand cuts the left hand. Will I take my left hand and give a punch to the right hand? So the kom neido. We'll take revenge. Mi yodoi from the left hand. V'yachtev yodoi ashni and cut off the right hand because he cut it. Keila dovaze. Yisrael guf echad hein. Din hu, shlo yinokim echaveiroi, avada can't take revenge on him. Shehu kenoikim begufoi. If I don't speak nicely to my friend, who am I talking to? We're all one. We're all a guf echad. And even if logically I don't realize it, or the Torah tells me, Tyre Eden, we're not two people, it's the right hand and the left hand. There's no sense in being angry with him. That's Yerushalmi. And the Chinuch makes it more practical, and this is, I think, where we can score. Mishroshe HaMitzvah, why must I take revenge? I know it's bullshit inside, and oh, I carried away. It's not light. Mishroshe HaMitzvah, Sheyeda Hodom, Beyitan and Liboy. Kikoil asher yikroehu, whatever happens to me, mitoy vadro, whether good or bad, husiba shetovoy olav meis Hashem baruchu. It's not you who did it to me, the Rebbeinu did it to me. Umiyad odom, miyad ishochi, for my friend, lo yiyedova, he can't do anything to me, bilti rotzoin Hashem baruchu. If not the Rebbeinu tells him to do it, he could never have done it. Al Kain, Keshe Yetzareyu, if someone gives me tzar, pain, or Yachiveyu, or someone hurts me, Yede Benafshe, I should know, Ki Avoinoisov Gormu, it's my fault, my Averes, that caused this to happen to me. That's why I'm in bed with my skin peeling and my back ruined. Hashem is Borach Gozer Olav Bekach, not the farmer, my neighbor. Don't think for a moment. Don't take revenge from farmer number two. He's not the cause for what I say. I'm the cause. Shaitin Chiddush, I think it's a gewaltige chizik for all of us. Makes life a lot easier. Would you get excited if someone hurt you somewhere on the line? You're excited, you want to take revenge. Who do you take revenge from? He hadn't done it to me, nothing with him. It's also the Bnei Shalom. If someone happens to me somewhere along the line, I remember a person who was in business, he told me himself, he wasn't ashamed of it, he was, but he told me. He was on the phone once, and an order was cancelled. He sold items, it's a big order, and someone rang him up and said, I'm cancelling the order. He got so annoyed, he slammed the phone down. He broke the phone as well, so besides losing the order, he lost his phone. Should have given up. But is he right? Is he wrong? Of course he's wrong. Cancel the order too, in a habit. If I would think for 10 minutes, for 10 seconds, who would have done it? Who cancelled the order? How many people are there who don't speak to a neighbor, or don't speak to a friend, or are angry with people? For what reason? He did something to me probably 10 years ago. Usually you can't remember yourself what he did to you. You only remember you're angry with him. Der Stickel of the Quran that you remember. But why you're angry with him? Why he's done something? I remember the Rosh Hashiva in Gates, the old Rosh Hashiva called Landinsky. He once explained, there's a Gemara that says in Sukkah, I think, the Gemara says that these three bought the Midrashim called the Bale Umnes, where the professionals used to have their own corner. The tailors in one place, and the shoemakers in the other place, and the fishmongers in the third. The business people stood together. She said, I've always heard, Givon, that in shul your business, mainly you go to the market, you got your stores in the same area, but why should all the fishmongers be in the same part of shul? Chazon Favos. So Chazal tells us, Konumen, Soyne Benum Nosoy. Every person detests his competitor. If you put two fishmongers in the shul, they won't talk to each other, probably. So it's the best way of getting people to stop talking. Right, to tell you how to do it. That club, as an woman, is soil a benim losa. Favos? Why should he? Who's being the kapech my business? In Bnei Brak, I knew a person, he had a printing press. And someone else moved into the area and opened up a printing press. And he went round to him and said to him, look, you're a newcomer here in Bnei Brak. You've opened a printing press. I'll tell you, there are a lot of people who are fake. You want to buy proper ink, go there. Proper paper, go there. He gave him more like advice. And he said to him, aren't I competitive? He said, of course you're competitive, but the Rebbeinu gives me panosa. Why should I take it away from you? You're not going to take away what I deserve. Nothing at all. Meren Zechayim all the way along, that it's us, we get our business, we do everything. It's Alsun's. Bruegers, angry with someone else. If we were to sit there, why am I angry with him? I remember someone explained to me once, he didn't get an invitation for Chasna, which he thought he deserved. So someone explained to me, I'm sure you've all got married children. So someone said, you know, you organize a Chasna, you sit together with your wife and your family, you take out the telephone directory and you think, or the membership book, and you think, who should I invite to this Chasna? You go through the A's and the B's and the C's. This person, oh, my good friend, you know, put him down. This person here, not really. And the wife says, you better. Why? His wife won't greet me if I don't give an invitation. Good luck, every portion costs $30, $40. Yeah, but not greeting is worth more. Yeah, but her and the husband, the wife, $80. No. But do you think? Sure, oh, I will invite him. Otherwise, we'll be boring it. You go through the list, you've got about 7 or 8 or 10 or 20 people there, which really you don't want to invite. But you can't help it because this one will be boring it, this one won't talk to you, this one deserves it, fine. So it costs you an extra few $1,000, all these people who you don't be boring it. I now sit in the house and the people who receive the invitations. This man receives an invitation. The boring it man, he looks at it. Who wants to go to the Krasna? I've got no time to go to this Chasna. Look, if you don't go to the Chasna, he'll be breakers with you. He'll be sent the invitation. If you don't come, he's going to be very annoyed with you. The wife said, sir, I can't tell evening. You must go to be breakers. All right, I'll go to the Chasna. So you got to your Chasna, you invited about 300 people, about 150 of them. You don't want them. They don't want you. Your whole summer, other half breakers at the end of the day. I'm afraid I'm going to shut into there. All it costs you £3,000 for no reason at all. Hilchas Breugis is such a stupid word, really. If we would really think it's favos and faven, we could all do so much to stop it. Hilchas Breugis, the Hilchas practice as well, Chaget Amol from the Miro Shishiva of Chaim Shmulevich. A husband and a wife, the chiyuvim of a husband to a wife, not to make a wife breakers, to go out of his way, even if perhaps she didn't deserve it. I used to always quote a Gemara, Rav Chumi, have a shchiach kamidarova. Rav Chumi went to learn out of town in Bechuza, and have a rogel de osel abeise. He came home, kol ma'ala yoyma de kippure. Every Erev Kippur would come home. Whether he was away all year or not all year, but Erev Kippur was one of the days when he returned home. Yoim Echad, one Erev Kippur, Meshach the Shmaitzer, he learned a bit longer. Have a Mesach Yed Abisu, and his wife was waiting at home, Hashda Osi, Hashda Osi, where's my husband? Vayoso. He didn't come the expected time. Cholashtaito, and she had a kpeid on him. Ochis timasa, and a tear went down meina from her eyes. Habe Yosef beigre was sitting on a place. Ifris igre mitusa veloch nafshe. And the Malach HaMovers came along, and oynish for not being mechabed the wife, for allowing the wife to have a correct taina against you. And I'm already oynish. I can't get over it, but the musik of Kepeda, of Loinoa Kovet Zebezeh, doesn't only apply to Talmide Rabbi Akiva because they were Gedoyla Oilam. It applies husband and wife. It applies neighbors. It applies to everyone in order to mechabed, to be moisef kibbut, to do something that makes another person feel good. There's giving kovet and there's hurting feeling. It's so easy to give someone a nice title, to give him a nice place in the Samedish when he comes in. You can't be masik what it is. Give him something. Extras. Someone asked me an interesting shayla a few months ago. A very interesting shayla. I'm not going to pass them for you now. There was a shayla shudas in the Samedish. And they auctioned the benshin. But verkauft. And one person bought the benshin for what he did for his friend. Cost him, $70, $80, $90, unimportant. So he told the gabber, give mechabed him. The gabber didn't catch probably what he said. He went, it was mechabed the neighbor. So the neighbor benched and said, the bought him. So he came and asked me, a shayla, does he have to pay the $80? He got a coat for $80. I didn't get what I wanted for. Do I have to pay? How good is shayla? Die Scheire wie fängt bei Abraham Kanyes. I like who was there. So we asked Abraham Kanyes, he said in the Poranda, and someone said, Chatzela Meisa. And he bought me a Raya. Now you will see Lomdish. What's a thing with the Raya? She's a Rov, that is a Reinfragen. The Lomdish is a Raya with that Shura. So it said also, in Ramat El Chonon, in Eretz Yisrael, someone's bought Psyche for Neila for 500 shekel. I don't know if here it's called a lot of money, but for there it was a lot of money. 500 shekel was a lot of money. He paid 500 shekel and gekauft Psyche for Neila. So give it something you want. Just before Neila, a little yingle went and opened up the Rona Kodesh. I said, sure. Oh, right, right. You give all a shayla? What do you do? Dried store with it, free store. Do we leave it open? It's open anyway. Do I close it and open it to get my kibbut? Or do I go and charge the Ingelin's father, give me the 500 shekel, and I'd stop? I'm going to get Abraham Kanievsky. But in Chasam Sofer state, there's someone in some places you only see one Kaddish at a time. Ibn Ayeke, bounds in Frankfurt, we only see one Kaddish at a time. Yeah, I see a lot of you nod your head, you know what I mean. Other places they're wholesale, and well, one at a time. Myself from Sofer, there's one Kaddish at a time. So the Kaddish was given to Reuven. Came along Shimon and eingehabt the Kaddish. So Reuven didn't say. So Arthur from Sofer, have you got any Tainer? I said, no Tainer. If the wrong person said the Kaddish, but it belonged to Reuven, the Kaddish will go to the Schus, whoever Reuven wanted it for. He didn't say it was his Kaddish. Otiyenek is the Kaddish. The Kaddish gave to the Chiyu. Not a problem. My thing is, if I bought the Psyche from the Ila, if he opened it, it's my schus. So he pushed it. He pulled the string. It's my schus. I'll get it anyway, the friend. So I wanted to say, now listen to this. The same thing here. I bought the benching for this person. He'll get the schuss of saying the bench, even if you're a bench, the same thing. He's like, no, my friend, you're wrong. It's not the schuss. It's the kibbutz, the noise. Rabbi's having a bench and he benched. It's not the schuss upstairs, it's the downstairs schuss. Psh, this wonderful man, give a cook, but Muhammad invention. A kibbutz isn't, sometimes it's the upstairs kibbutz, and some's the downstairs kibbutz. I'm written in kibbutzim. There's a downstairs kibbut, Mechabazan under mention. Give him something. It's theirs. There's so many times that friends of yours need a little bit of idud, a little bit of help somewhere along the line. Not to hurt them, but to help them. Come to Mishiduchim, I'm always very scared to talk in public, because I never know if someone, I might hurt someone by saying it. Kibalti from Ravel Yoshev and from Gedoyle Apostium, to hurt someone in breaking a shidduch, bizman lizman, you hurt someone's feeling, modishkin ahnung, you have no idea what it means to hurt someone's feelings. Ich gedenke an Meise, ich hab es gehört, and I saw it written, Ramotre Banetti, wenn mir gedoyle oilum, mit heimlich zum Seufer, Rav Ramotre Banetti. And he was nistalik at the time. He was a rov in one town, and he was nistalik. He bought him in another town. He was a rov in Nikolsburg, but he died in out of town in Karlsbad, and they bought him in Liechtenstein. And his town, where he was the rov, wanted to be mefaneh him and take him back from where he was buried to their town. When the tshuva is printed, the Chasam Sofer and Rabbi Kveya, they said, "Are you allowed to move someone after you've buried him and take him back to his original town?" When the Chasam Sofer schreibt the ganze tshuva, yo, nein, nein, and yo, you could see in the tshuva that he holds mit hadin its mutter, because that's where he belonged, that's where he bought his kever. But Lamaisi didn't want to be matir for some reason or other. When Agoen Ramoto Benet was Gidoil Hador Beyomim Mohem, they didn't move him at all from where he was buried, although the town wanted. 6 months later, Chasam Sofer wrote to him and said, "You know what? You can take him now and out where he's buried and bring him back to your town. We make him Bagrum in Nikolsburg." And said, "Rebbe, why have you changed your mind?" So Chasam Sofer said, "I had a dream." Heilige Chasam Sofer, "I had a dream. Rav Moshe Benet came to me in a dream. When I was a young boy, I was a chosn in this town where I'm buried now, the daughter of the Rav. And the Chabad lost the shidduch. And there was a kpeida against me all my life, and this girl who I hurt her feeling. I happened to be nifted in this area. I mean, Hashemayim, they said, you should lie near her, Zaina Pius. I've been there for 6 months, when she's Mephuyas, you can take her back to my town." We have no idea what it means to hurt people's feelings. What it means that people, you say a word sometimes, and someone is hurt. He can thank Kayla Rish, and I heard it myself from the Mishalochim. There were two Mishalochim from Eretz Yisrael. I heard it myself from them. They went around the world collecting, and they came to a town. I couldn't mention the town, there was no difference. And they went to find a younger man, and the younger man was very zerbrochen. The boy says, "I married so many children, and so many years, I've got no children, chonishim kinder. Can you get us a brocha when you're back in Eretz Yisrael? Go to there, go to there." And they talked and talked, and he said to them, "You know what? Perhaps I know why I've got no children. When I was a bocha in yeshiva, a long time ago, I hurt someone's feeling very badly. I wonder if he's got a kepeda against me, I wonder." He said, "Give me the name of the person. We go back to Bnei Barak, we'll see. You know where he lives?" "No, I've only got a name, a first name and a second name. I can't tell you who his father is, I can't tell you who his relations are." I heard the story, I'm Kayla Rish, and I heard themselves. They went to Bnei Barak, they took out the telephone book, and they saw several people with that name. So they rang up, till they found the person. "Is that your name?" "Yes." "Did you learn in this yeshiva this and this time?" "Yes." "Oh, can we come and see you?" "Why not?" They both went around, both the Mishalochim, the same place, and went around this person's house, finding a man, a Ben Torah, started, "Just tell us about yeshiva days." They were talking, and then they said, "Did you know this and this person? This is this younger man who's got no children." As he mentioned the name, they flared up. "Don't mention that name in my house. Do you know what he did to me when I was yeshiva bocha? He screamed and shouted and frignished. Screamed and shouted. Bosis, bosis, I'll never be moichel him." So they realized they've come to the same right place. They talked him on and on. In fact, they bought quite a large sum of money to mefias him. Said, "Vargonish olfen, I'll never be moichel him." They couldn't make any headway. Before they left, they said to him, "You know what? I want to tell you something. This fellow's got no children. He claims it's because of your kpeda. You don't want to be moichel, I can't stop you. But one day you'll come before Kisar Kovid, and they'll have a tree against you that certain children weren't born because of your kpeda. What are you going to answer upstairs? Tell me, let's prepare yourself now." I suppose that hit him more than anything else. So the Chebu says, "Ok, the Chebu, give me a bit of time." Ibn Moichel Belev Sholem, he took up the money and they gave it to him, and Moichel Belev Sholem. Next year, these mashulachim went back to the same town and knocked at the door of this person, didn't say anything, as, oh, come to Ryan. What happened? Why were you asking me? Come to Ryan, Chafetz Weizen. Took me to the other home, a lovely, healthy little child. We haven't asked Soga what Loi Nogu covered Zela Zeh. But we have asked Soga, Asidah Ribon de Shloim, that all my panosa, everything that I have I gone past the time? I'll tell you one more myself. I see some are falling asleep already. I'd also like to fall asleep in just a minute. Everything to Hashemayim. I'm sure you're aware of the problem of Kohenim traveling. There's a big problem in Eretz Yisrael. If you're a Kohen, can you go by plane to Lod Airport because it goes with the Bissach course? Well, you can say a she on it another time, but it's an Issa, Allah, Rabbi Yerushim, Rabbi Shmuel Void, all said it's also. It's a problem to travel. But there were some people who wanted to be Matarit and people looked for a Terim. I mean, the Tzeltalein de Bocha, he bought the ticket already. And then he heard that Rabbi Yerushim Altas Nisht, she had to change his ticket. Although some of that would be silly, cost you a lot of money, I'll change my ticket here. Phoned home, he lived in England, and he said, I'm sorry, I can't catch this flight. I'm taking another flight, but I can't go direct to England. I have to stop in Switzerland. The plane stops in Basel, so I'm coming home a day late. So his mother said to him on the phone, just a minute. Phone me back in half an hour. What's said to phone? Phone me back in half an hour. Phone back half an hour. She said, good, very good. You're going to Basel. There's a shidduch waiting for you in Basel. So, what all of a sudden? I'll tell you what happened. Last week I got a call from a shatran. And the geshatran said, I'm ill in Basel. And I thought to myself, what for? I live in England, schlepped to Basel, Schweiz, whatever. I look for a local one. So I said, nothing doing. You phone me now and you say that you're going by Basel anyway. I may as well phone up to see if it's still available. I phoned them up, it's still available. You fly by Basel, you'll be collected at the airport, and will be seen to. Bosserat Zong, he flew by Basel, he was collected at the airport, he met once, wherever it is, not till where the Litvish Boch, the Hasidish Boch, and the Schwichten, where he met for 10 minutes or 10 times, that's not the point today. Al Kapolem, this started it off, and the Shidduch is geworden. Mechapnisht, Rebonisht, Lomran Zashu. You try and cut a corner here and a corner there. You take a bit of money you're not due to here and there. If Chazal tell us, if the Chinuch says, the Nogu Kovalez, if someone hurts me, it's nothing to do with him. There's Ashkocha Potus, the Rosh looks after everyone. We only have to be good to people somewhere along the line, good to grown-ups, good to children. No enough to know who it is, whether a big one. The Welt sagt, as two people did Moedik Chasodim in the Torah. Mamas called Avon Mavinu, Mamas called Loit. Loit was Moedik Moisenefesh. Moedik Moisenefesh. For those Malochim, no mention of Loit's Chesed. We look for Schusim and Loit. Loit does not mention. Avon Mavinu, Chesed. So they're not a Moedik Eteretz. Who did Loit do Chesed for? I'll make you a Shikla Ktomer. I'm with a brother, Bnei Barak. There's a dying in Sheeris. His children came to him a few years ago before Purim. And they said, give us money, we want to buy some clothing to get dressed up in Purim. She said, what do you want to dress up as? She said, there's Arabs. She said, nah, it's Yiddish, it's Arab. Something Yiddish. All right, give us guilt, we'll dress up something Yiddish. Gave them guilt. Came along Purim, we were dressed up as Arabs. No. We dressed up like Avraham Avinu's Malochim. So Avraham Avinu's Malochim, the men are up. Who did Loit do chesed with? Who did Avraham Avinu do chesed with? Vayovo Yishnei Malochim, Shtit and Chazal, they looked like Malochim when they came to Loit. It's all well and good to do chesed. The Rebbe kommt, the Rosh Yeshiva kommt, the Größer Mensch kommt. Ja, Bamiya. Oh, but the poor man, the man, excuse me, who smells from all sides, or the man doesn't look so decent, would you take him into your house? Nah, leave him for someone else. Avraham Avinu, Arab, came along in the streets. Every, what we say in English, Tom, Dick and Harry, every Olcher, Polcher, that's who he did chesed with, that's who he did tailors with all the way along, no chelik. Tara mentioned one could do good with kinderlach till one mice and I finish. I know I'm past the time and you won't invite me anymore because I'm past the time. It doesn't matter. Good for you and good for me. The chef came in. So when I eat Rav Ganachowski, a goan, a godel, the Baron Ganachowski, I could talk to him even morgen about him. His chasodim, his toivas. There was a yosem in his town in Yerushalayim. The father died, a little boy of 8. He wouldn't go to school and he wouldn't learn and everyone meyayish given. Hagon of Avraham Ganachowski Zecheinu Levracha. He bought him a toy. He used to go around and play with him, sat on the floor and play with him. Then he said, "The Yingel, I want to tell you something. I'll give you a lovely riddle, a chidon, a nice question, and here's some money. Go to Cheder tomorrow and ask this riddle, and whoever gets the answer, you'll give money." The first one. The boy, very happy, he's very important now, he went to Cheder. He said, "Oh, this wonderful riddle." Either boy did get it and didn't get it, but he gave the prize out. He did this for 2 weeks running, every day. This little Yingler, he gave some money. He sent him to Cheder with a lovely questionnaire. So this Yingler became the center of the Cheder class now. Everyone centered around him. And he became the attraction of the class. After 2 weeks, the boy settled in the class when they could bring him Zetrachten, no covered zelazer, whether it's a big one or a small one, to say good morning, good afternoon. Pick the phone up and say, "How are you? How do you do?" Yenna makes a simcha, go to him with a smile and say, "Mazel tov." All these things in the Yemei Adin that they are between Pesach and Shavuos. No inogu covered zeh. The person is mechabed zeh bezeh, an extra covered, make Yenna feel good. This is the tikkun for the Yemei Adin. This is the Pirik Ovis that Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chidik Loilam Habo, so the Rebish to help. We should all be zoicha in these days. Ava v'achva v'sholem v'reyas abiyas v'mzeling b'rav yameinu. Amen. Sorry, I'm going to finish a bit.
I'm going to finish a bit.
By Rav Kari, yeah?
I'm going to finish a bit.